Blog Talk Radio.
Insight, guidance, understanding, and answers. Wouldn't you love to be able to sit in front of your angels and ask them all the questions that you ever wanted the answers to? Questions about life, love, business, relationships, spirituality, just anything that you ever wanted to know about? Welcome to Ask Your Angels, a show that discusses spirituality on a simple level, teaches you how to tap into the power of infinite wisdom and knowledge within you to get the answers that you seek. Did you know that you were already connected to infinite wisdom, infinite knowledge, and infinite abundance? Hi, I'm Fran Lee, your host. Let's get started.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Ask Your Angels. I am Fran Lee, owner of Angels with Fran, and I am excited to be back with you again this week, as I am every week. Thank you guys for tuning in. I am very, very grateful and thankful for each and every one of you. Every week I come on, the lines are lit up and people are ready. And I am excited and I'm ready to talk because that's what I love. I love when the angels have the information and they want to give it. So here we go. All right. So before I get started, I always like to share a few things with you guys. And I just want to share where you can find me besides Blog Talk Radio. You can find me at www.angelswithfran.org. Go over there and check out the new site. We've done some updates, and we're still kind of messing around with it. So go over there and check it out. Tell me what you think about it. Let me know how you like it. I'd really love to hear your feedback. As most of you probably already know, that a website's always a work in process. But we're working on it, and we're getting there. So go over there and check it out and let me know what you think about it. Also this weekend, yay, is our women's event in Orange County, Intentional Living, where we will be giving back to women that are reentering life from transition. So whether they have been in a battered women's home or if they've been in a shelter, maybe they've had an addiction, we are going to host all of those women at that event, and we are actually going to pour love into them, and we are just super excited about it. I mean, I cannot wait, because really, that's what it's all about, right? That's what it is all about. It's about giving back and pouring into people that need it. So I'm really, really excited about that event. It's October the 22nd. You can find that on my website as well, www.angelswithfran.org. So last week, again, I ran out of time. I was supposed to say I ran out of town. You see where my mind's at. I ran out of time, and I was not able to answer some of the people's questions that were on the line. So I see that I have callers waiting on the line. I'm going to get to you, but I'm going to do two of the email questions first. And then I'm going to take calls, and then I'll come back to the email questions. But the first email question that I got last week was I really love this question. So the lady said, I listen to you all the time, and I just love, love, love you. And I'm just kind of confused about how to get my foot into this, in the door of the spirituality thing, or how do I embrace that? Well, that's a good question, and thank you for answering that. I always get a lot of life questions or love questions, and I really love the questions about spirit because that's a very powerful question. And what I want to tell you about spirituality is this. We're all beings of spirit. We are all beings of energy. We are all one, right? We are all created by the infinite creator of the universe. So we're all one. Being a spiritual being or a spiritual woman or a spiritual person, man, woman, just means connecting to the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit that is already running through you. So in all reality, when people say that, you know, I'm trying to connect to this, this spiritual thing, what I do is I try to remind people that it's really not a spiritual thing that you're trying to connect to. You are already spirit. You're actually trying to live in this physical existence. So that's where the conflict comes in, because we're trying to alter who we are to fit on this physical plane and in this reality, when if you've ever taken the Course in Miracles or listened to the Course in Miracles or done any work around the Course in Miracles, or if you have read your Bible or some parts of your Bible, and if you've gone to church or any metaphysical church or spiritual church, you will learn or have learned that we are spiritual beings. Like, we are connected to the infinite wisdom of God, and we are connected to the infinite source of God. So you're already a spiritual being. You don't have to try to be a spiritual being. Just be you and ask God to give you, lead you, show you how to get in tune and in touch. And thank you for that question, because I really, 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 really love that question. Thank you for that. All right, I'm going to go to the phone lines real quick. Someone's been waiting for a while. Oh, that person dropped off. Okay, so here we go. 216 area code. Hi, it's Fran. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. How can I
can
help
you hear
today?
Me okay? Well,
yes,
I want to see what
uh-huh.
you can look for me for. I'm looking changing for new employment. I'm changing careers, and I want to see if I'm going to get an offer soon.
Oh gosh, you're making a major career change, though. You've totally decided to change it up. It's major. You know, I do. What I see is what the spirit is showing me is that you have two paths that you can walk.
Okay.
You can easily stay in your career and make what you're making and be content. But this new career is what's going to change your life. It's going to change how you feel about.
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay. All right. Okay. Good. Because I feel that when I started talking about that, I got really excited. So yes, I feel like there's three people. Are you interviewing now? Did you say you're already in the process of interviewing?
Oh yeah, I had one last week. And then today I got a response back to come in Thursday or Friday of this week. I didn't get to hear back. It was the strangest thing. I know you don't need to hear my whole story. But
no,
I got
that's fine.
Go on. I got four emails from the same girl. The girl sent me today to scheduling it, either Thursday or Friday. It's another interview with another
mm-hmm.
company.
Mm-hmm.
But I got four
mm-hmm.
different emails from her today. I don't know what it was. Maybe
wow.
it's something in the air.
That's fabulous. I think that spirit's way of kind of giving you confirmation. You know, we're in a full moon too. But let me ask you this question.
I know. That's
is your
my,
next
that's
interview with the Is your next interview with a man?
It would be. I looked on the website. It's
uh-huh.
almost all male-dominated,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Okay, all right. Yeah, okay. All right, so here's the thing. I see a gentleman who's a little, oh, God, I don't like to offend people, but he's a little
Damn.
Heftier. He's not
okay.
thin, but he's a little
Thick.
Heftier. Okay. He's chubby. That's a good word.
Okay.
That's what they used to call me, chubby. He's chubby. All right.
Okay.
And I feel like he has this demeanor, and the angels just want to kind of give you this information so as you go in, you know what you're dealing with. The way that he appears in the interview is really not who he is. So he has this demeanor of kind of being tough or, you know, kind of being real,
yes.
you know. Not Yeah, okay. But just know that that's not who he is. So don't take that demeanor personally. They're telling me to tell you to just be you, and if you
okay.
are you, you're gonna nail this. Don't get nervous. Don't just flow through it, and it is really going to change your life. And I'm excited.
I need this. I
you
need
this,
this
and
but
it's gonna happen.
The person I've ever called your show.
Back, let me know.
You're very precise. Oh yeah, it's the
well,
first
thank
time.
You.
Do you? Well, sweetie, do you feel I will have a new career by the holidays? How's that?
Okay, so that's broad. So, Thanksgiving's the next
one.
That's
November.
Yeah, I think it's going to squeak if it's November, if it's Thanksgiving. I'm looking like the 1st of December, around that area. I feel
okay.
Like there's going to be things, and maybe there's some training, or I see books. I see manuals. I'm looking more at the beginning of December. But that's okay, because
I know
you're ready. And as long as you're ready, it's going to come to you. So just start giving thanks for it now, because I see it.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling me. Make sure you call me back and let me know what happens.
Listen, bless. Are you on every week?
I'm on every week. Same time, same place. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. So, listen, you have a wonderful evening, okay? Thank you.
You too. Let me know what happens. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
So a lot of times when I am giving messages and my angels and the spirit begin to hit me, it makes me a little excited. Some people think it makes me a little airy, like, you know, but let me tell you something. There's nothing airy, fairy, airheadedy about the spirit. The spirit is very intelligent, but it hits all of us in different ways. When I first started giving messages and actually giving them in church, I used to cry all the time. And they used to call me the crying prophet. So now it's more like an energy of happiness and I'm overjoyed. So there it is. So if a lot of people wonder why the energy changes, and depending on who I'm talking to, if their energy is upbeat or if their situation or the situation that I'm about to tell them about is really happy and wonderful, then that's the energy that I will feel. If it's a little different or indifferent or a little lower vibrational energy, then you'll notice that sometimes my energy will be just a little bit less excited. So just FYI for you guys. All right, so I am going to take another email real quick. And this is from a lovely, lovely lady in New York. I have got to get to New York. I have a lot of people that listen to this show in New York. I'm coming next year. And she is asking also about her business. She wants to know if she needs to change careers. And if she does need to change careers, can the angels give her some direction on which way to go? So what I'm feeling about this energy around you right now is that you should not change careers. At this time, you should not change careers. Do not do it. I feel like you need to wait until March. If you wait until March, you will see a difference in you'll see a difference in the way that your new position will come to you. If you change now, that position is not going to last for you. So I'm feeling really, really strong that you should just wait, that it's important for you to wait until March. You can kind of look and you can kind of see. Let me see. You can kind of look and kind of put your hooks out and see what you want. I don't think that you'll get a solid offer even now. There's something around you. I feel like there's a move around you first. So it wouldn't be beneficial for you to get a new career where you are. So I would wait until after the 1st of the year, around March, and I see that you'll have a very, very, very wonderful career at that point. So blessings to you with that, and please let me know what goes on. I would love to hear. Also, what I wanted to share about receiving messages from spirit and from the angels, because I have a lot of emails about that. So I'm just going to knock that out real quick before I go back to the phone line. A lot of people say, well, is talking to angels, you know, like not talking to God, or do you pray to the angels, or do you, I mean, I have like five questions to say, is it really okay to ask the angels to do something? And let me tell you something. It is absolutely, positively okay to ask your angels. Number one, your angels were assigned to you the moment you were born. Number two, your guardian angel is with you. It never leaves your side. It is constantly with you. And its job, your guardian angel's only job, is to take care of you. Your guardian angel's only job is to take care of you. Number three, the angels are the messengers, the hands, the eyes, the feet of God. So I know that it is amazing to think that the minute you say, God, I need you, he jumps off the throne and comes and sees about you. What I see it as is that when I say, God, I need you, which I say about a million times a day, what I feel is that God dispatches his angels to go see about us. If you are coming from a sense of Bible scriptures, Bible stories, you know, you hear about Daniel holding onto the wing of the angel saying, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. And, you know, the angels were always dispatched on God's command. So, no, I did not pray to the angels. No, I put nothing and no one before God. And everybody has their own path to get to their highest source. So your angels are your helpers. And if you're not asking your angels to help you, I can only imagine that they're pretty bored. All right, we're going to go back to the phone calls here. We're going to go to 516. I think this is New York.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, it's Fran.
Hi. Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. How can I help you?
I wanted to know what you see in regards to getting a new job soon, please.
Oh, God, there's a lot of energy around jobs. There's a lot of energy around jobs because it's a new moon. I mean, it's a full moon, so it's time for release. Okay. let me ask you a question. Are you applying for positions in a field you already work in?
Yes.
Okay. I think that you're going to have to change what you're applying for. I don't think that you're going to have luck in applying for the same thing you're doing right now. You're going to have to tweak it a little bit, is what they're telling me. I see people around you. What field are you in? Do you do something with people?
Yes, I do.
Okay, all right. So, because I see these people. But what I see for you coming, if you'll step out in this faith of what they're telling me, to tell you to I see people coming to you. So instead of you working directly with the people that come or the people that are clients or customers or whatever, I see people that are working with those clients or customers coming to you. Does that make sense to you?
Kind of, yeah.
Kind of. Okay. Well, that's what they want you to be doing.
Okay.
So you just need to tweak what you're applying for. And I feel like before snow is on the ground, you will have a new position.
Okay.
But you're gonna have to definitely tweak it a little bit, though.
All right.
Okay?
Okay. That makes sense.
All right. Okay. All right. Let me know how that goes, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to go back to the email bag. God, I'm doing good getting through this. You see, I'm not talking and gabbing. Like, my producer, my partner, told me that if you want to get through these shows, you have to just kind of not talk so much. But it's hard for me not to talk so much because the angels love, love, love talking, and they love helping you. Hence, the conversation we just had before. Ask your angels to help you. That's why this show is called Ask Your Angels. All right, So this is a, oh, this is a good question. All right. So I am trying to get in touch with my gift of intuition, and I have been using cards and a pendulum and other props to help, but it doesn't seem like I'm getting the clarity that I need. What would you suggest that I do?
Yeah.
Okay. So again, there are many different ways to get to one place. There are many, many different roads to get to one place. So you have to do whatever is making you, this is interesting because you have to do what makes your soul breathe and open up and what makes your spirit sing. So I personally don't use a pendulum or cards or anything like that. I love the angel cards. I think they're great. And there are some other cards, like Louise Hay has cards and things like that. But I don't use those in sessions or readings. And what I do is I actually just get very still and I pray and I ask for God and my angels to give me the information that the person that's in front of me or the person that's on the phone with me or the person that I'm on Skype or wherever, however we're connecting, needs. And what I've learned is just from getting in the silence and really getting in tune with my spiritual self. And a lot of people do this by meditation. Some people do it by touch. But just getting in tune with my spiritual self, that the Holy Spirit will begin to download information and the angels will begin to download information. So that's how I do it. But if you're feeling that you need the cards or the pendulums or things like that, what I'm going to tell you is that you just need to make sure that you are using something that brings in divine white light. Because, you know, you can use something and open a door for or a portal for something that you don't want and that you know nothing about. So be careful what you're using and what you're asking to come in. And also try just being silent, just being quiet and asking God, you know, or your higher power, what is it that I need to know? And see if that works for you. Let me know what happens there. Let me know what happens there. All right, so we have another call, and it is from